Am I ever glad to see you? We don't have much time left before our presentation, only the rest of this week. Let's talk about what we still need to do.
Do we have that much left to do? I was under the impression we're just about ready. I've got all my data, the graphs and photos of the mountain.
We better go over what we have.
Oh, sure, but I have hockey practice in half an hour.
This won't take long, I hope. Now, I'll do the introduction. First, I'll talk about how the geologists at Volcano Watch detected another tiny earthquake on Stone Peak 2 weeks ago. The quake registered only 0.8, but they think it could be a part of a series of small quakes that precede an eruption. Then, I'll give the history of the eruptions in that area.
How far are you going to go back?
2,000 years. That's the last time Stone Peak erupted. I won't go over every little eruption, just the 6 or 7 major ones in the range. Then, I guess at that point, I'll turn it over to you.
And I'll show my graphs. No, maybe the pictures first. At least this one of the bulge. George Davidson at the observatory gave me all these photographs. I still have to make slides out of them, and of my graphs, too. But that won't take long. Aren't they awesome? Some really good shots of the mountain. You can really see how much the bulge has grown.
It's grown. How much? A few inches?
A few inches a year for the past 6 years. The bulge is forming because a chamber of magma below the surface is growing. The Earth's crust is being bent and bent. A few inches a year is a lot of bending, and sooner or later, it'll start to break open. Then there'll be a show. First, I'll show them first the color picture, then the graphs showing the eruptions over the past 6 years, and then the series of black and white photos showing the bulge. It shows up better in black and white.
Then, when you're through with the slides, we should probably allow enough time for questions.
Yeah, that sounds good. That should about wrap it up. See, we're all set to go.
Number 1.